This newsletter was published on Friday, January 12. The dilemma is read by me, Michelle Andrews. The response was written by Aman Hariri-Kia and is read by Nikita David. Dilemma. I love him, but he won't respect my sexual boundaries. Content note, this dilemma discusses sexual trauma and may be distressing for some readers. Help is available at 1-800-RESPECT. I've been with my partner for a few years now. We have a pretty solid sexual relationship that we've developed over time. He is the kindest and most supportive person most of the time. My history before him is complex. I've been the victim of sexual assault twice and have also been in two abusive relationships where I accepted the bare minimum and put up with disgusting behaviour that I would constantly make excuses for. After surviving all of that, I promised myself I would never let a man gaslight, manipulate, abuse, or mistreat me again. The tricky situation is that I might be letting it happen again. There have been several, at least 8 times, where my partner has ignored boundaries that I've set. For example, sometimes he tries to initiate sex and I will decline for whatever reason, and he will either A, get upset or disappointed, which in turn makes me feel guilty and as if I should have just said yes to avoid the situation, or B, he will continue to beg and bargain with things like just 30 seconds or just lay there, you don't have to do anything. There have been several other events where I agree to one thing, but he decides to take it further without asking, which sends me into a freeze response because I am uncomfortable or scared. It feels terrible saying that out loud because it paints him out to be a monster, but to me, he isn't. He's the man I love and who I plan to marry. But how can I marry someone who reminds me of the men who have abused and sexually assaulted me, who have made me feel like my body exists to please them? My partner is not a malicious person. He says he loves me and never wants to hurt me. He always apologizes, but he's not very good with words, so struggles to explore these events and the somewhat complex nature of boundaries, trauma, and consent. I've asked him to educate himself on it all, which I think he might have once. I believe he's stopped with the begging and coercion, but recently he was away on a work trip and we slipped into murky territory again. He asked me to take some videos and have phone sex with him. I said no because it was late and he initially accepted that, but a short while later he tried to convince me into it again. The conversation just sent me into a tailspin. I'm fearful he hasn't changed, not emphatically anyway. I believe he's improved, but that recent event has just brought everything bubbling to the surface. Hence why I'm writing to you. I feel so sad. Am I making excuses for his behavior because I love him? Will these slight feelings of resentment only get worse? Am I overreacting when the littlest things occur because I'm trying to sabotage this relationship?
Thank you so much for trusting me with this question. While I don't have a degree in sexual education or psychology, I did spend many years working as a sex and relationships editor, interviewing experts and researching articles. So, I feel equipped to help you navigate this situation. I want to start by validating everything you're feeling. You are not overreacting to every little thing. You are recognizing a pattern of behavior after experiencing past abuse, and you clearly want to put an end to a toxic cycle. What you've described is textbook sexual coercion. I know that phrase sounds a little scary, so let me break it down for you. Sexual coercion means applying pressure in the hopes of getting someone to agree to sex. While many associate coercion with making an overt threat, relationship coercion can come in many forms, including guilt tripping, badgering, and emotional manipulation. At the end of the day, coercion comes down to 3 cornerstones: their intent, your denial, and their response to your refusal. Friend, I know you have been with your partner for years, but he has ignored your boundaries over 8 times. That's 8 times too many. In your own words, he has made you feel guilty for refusing sex, begged for sex after refusal, and, most recently, pressured you to have phone sex after you'd already communicated to him how his behavior makes you feel. That falls under all 3 categories of coercion that I mentioned. Additionally, his suggestion that you just lay there for 30 seconds, as well as the insinuation that he's taken it further without asking, qualifies as assault. This might sound oversimplified and cliche, but active consent can only be given voluntarily and enthusiastically. And the word no is the end of a sentence, not the beginning of a negotiation. Reader, I know you've experienced sexual assault twice in the past, as well as 2 abusive relationships. You know what it's like to accept the bare minimum, to always see the best in people. In fact, you've promised to never put yourself in that situation again. But the truth is, many survivors of abusive relationships can find themselves re-entering old patterns. They might blame themselves for missing the warning signs, but putting the expectation on survivors to recognize red flags is unrealistic and, frankly, unfair. Relationships aren't black and white. A partner can become abusive or display sporadic abusive behavior. They can be incredibly affectionate and charming, and they can wield love like a weapon until you find them trustworthy and feel dependent. Too long didn't read. Similar situations don't apply here because every situation looks different. If you've been in a toxic relationship before, one that impacted your self-worth, this might feel even more confusing because the abuse cycle looks dissimilar. Your partner might even recognize this, consciously or subconsciously, and use it to their advantage. But let me say this extremely loudly for the people in the back. You are not responsible for someone else's actions. You are not culpable when someone attempts to hurt, control, or manipulate you. I know you love your partner. I believe you when you say he isn't the monster or malicious villain. But friend, your partner still has a lot of individual work to do in order to be the kind of partner you need him to be, the partner you deserve. He says he never wants to hurt you, but continues to do so. He says he loves you, but his actions prove otherwise. Sometimes love simply isn't enough to sustain a relationship. You need communication, honesty, trust, and mutual respect too. You ask me if these feelings of resentment will get worse, but I want to flip the question on its head. Will his coercion get worse? What will his guilt tripping or badgering look and feel like when you are hypothetically up for a promotion at work, dealing with grief, or thinking about expanding your family? Complications are an inevitable part of life, and you're going to need someone in your corner who is able to put your sexual needs above his own. The next time this happens, I want you to try to write it down, word for word. Defining a feeling can help solidify what you're experiencing. I know this can be terrifying, so please consider calling a trusted loved one and confiding in them, reading aloud what you've written. Coercion can feel extremely isolating because you can start to distrust your own instincts, so you're going to need every reminder that you are loved and not alone. Finally, if you have access, please reach out to a licensed professional. Talk out what making a plan to leave might look like. Walking out on an abuser can be dangerous, and you will need to safeguard yourself so that you are not trapped in a relationship with someone who, in your own words, occasionally reminds you of the men who have abused and assaulted you. If things ever escalate, please do not hesitate to call your local domestic violence hotline. Friend, it's time to take back that quiet space in your head. You deserve more than pretty solid and kind and supportive most of the time. You deserve unconditional love, yes, but you also deserve unconditional respect. You deserve to feel safe. I'm here for you, always. If you need to talk further, you can find me in my DMs.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Stylish, if you want to say it quickly, Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.